coming to the public hearing this evening, May 9th, 2017.
To the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters and their duties. Cell phones, please silence your cell phone during the duration of the public hearing. Victoria, would you call roll, please?
Allen.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Delfilio.
Here.
Erke.
Here.
Briggs. Galan. Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Gerentine. Here. Green.
Here.
Hepner. Lapp.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Lauren.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney.
Here.
Parity Jones.
Yep.
Parity Richard.
Here.
Roberts. Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk. And Warro.
Here.
17 present, 6 absent.
Victoria, would you call after the first public hearing?
Tonight's first public hearing is naming a county-owned asset. We have 6 speakers signed up to speak, and the first speaker is John Gill.
Mr. Chairman, how much time?
The normal 3 minutes.
Chairman alone.
The normal.
No, only 3 minutes. I know him.
Thank you for letting me have a second here and speak. It's good to see all of you. On behalf of my family, my sister Cindy is right here. And my wife Loretta over there. We really appreciate you taking this into consideration, as my dad's been crossing that bridge to go to the flats since 1937.
Yeah.
And 55, during one of the high water events, he also stood on a bridge with a few other people from the Hurley Fire Department, who he's a lifelong member of, and was poking tree stumps and stuff underneath it to keep it from going down. And on his daily trip over to the post office to grab the mail and books with everybody that's over there. He probably, in between going to our farm market on 209 and back and forth and moving equipment and riding tractors across to himself, he's probably been across that bridge more than anybody I know. So this would mean a real lot to him, and we really appreciate your Mr. Parity and Mr. Litz, Rich and Herb. We really, really appreciate all your work. Also, John Dittus, who has spoken up for us at the town board to get this going. So thank you for your time. Thank you again.
Cindy Gill Lapp.
I just would like to say my father, as my brother said, crossed that bridge more than anybody I know. A few women in the town told me they'd wait on the bridge to see him pass by because he was so good-looking back in the day. But I guess there wasn't much to do in Hurley back then. But thank you for your time. And, I know my father's looking bad on us and smiling.
Barb Zell.
It's on.
I'm Barbara Zell. Can you hear me now? And I'm a councilperson in the town of Hurley. I brought a letter tonight from the Hurley Heritage Society. They had their board meeting, and
low battery.
We voted that we are all in favor of naming the bridge after Jack Gill. We'd like it to be called the Jack Gill Memorial Bridge. A while back, Mr. Hine came to one of our meetings asking us to consider what we'd like the bridge named. Some people wanted it named just the Green Hurley Bridge, but a lot of us wanted it to be named after Mr. Gill, Jack Gill, because Jack Gill is synonymous with Hurley. So he's done so much in the town. He was on the town board. He was instrumental in the fire department. He was just a wonderful person, and he deserves to have the bridge named after him. And I know there was talk of Levon Helm, but if I'm correct, Levon Helm's album, Dirt Farmer, was named after Jack Gill, right, John? He talked to Mr. Jack Gill about it. That's where. So I think that's enough. We know to name it. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm John Dittus, councilman in the town of Hurley. And I first met Mr. Gill, not this guy, his dad, when I became active in Hurley politics. And Mr. Gill and I basically bonded immediately because we're both Marines. And Marines stick together through thick and thin. And we got to talking. And, of course, Mr. Gill was wounded on Iwo Jima, where 6,000 Marines died in 1945 in February. And we found out that we were in the same division, the 5th Marine Division, except I was two wars after him. I was in Vietnam. And not only we were in the same division, we were in the same battalion, 1st Battalion, 26th Marine Regiment. And the 5th Marine Division only fought in one battle in World War II, Iwo Jima. After that, there was no 5th Marine Division. It was decimated. And the 5th Marine Division got reactivated in 1966 at Camp Pendleton for service in Vietnam, and that's when I served. Not only did Mr. Gill land on Iwo Jima, he was wounded on Iwo Jima. He was shot. And Jack told me, he said, I figured I had the million-dollar wound. They put him back on a ship, patched him up. 3 days later, he was back in the thick and thin of it. And like all guys who survived Iwo Jima, he's lucky he made it here. And he did tell me a couple of funny stories. He said he went in the Marine Corps and they trained him to be a paramarine. Most people don't even know there were paramarines. They were like paratroopers, except they were Marines. And the Marine Corps realized that it's kind of stupid to have guys jumping out of airplanes in the middle of jungles. Just doesn't work. And young John has emphasized, his dad was a founding member of the Hurley Fire Department. He was a 20-year-plus member of the town board, and he was Mr. Hurley. He's like the shining star of the greatest generation. They lived through the Depression. He was a farmer, went off and served his country, and came back and served his town and the county. So I would appreciate it if you would take it under a serious consideration to make this nomination possible tonight. Thank you and good night.
Are there any other speakers who would like to speak tonight? I would ask that Legislator Parity make the motion to adjourn the public hearing and Legislator Litz to second that. Okay. All those in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Mr. Chairman, we're just going to take a moment while the slide is up and ask the folks that came here to support it to stand up here so we can get a picture.
Okay.
Would you folks that just spoke like to come up or anybody else? Family members? Here we have the three girls in the front. Sorry, girls. You always told us that you're going to
Victoria, would you call the next public hearing, please?
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 3 of 2017, a local law exempting from taxation real property improved pursuant to the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990.
Are there any speakers? There are no speakers signed up. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on the second public hearing? Hold it. Please state your name when you come to the podium, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Pam Krimsky. And that worked. I don't know anything much about it. I'm just looking at that, and I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers? Hearing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing? Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Victoria, we're on time. Would you call the third public hearing, please?
Tonight's third public hearing is the Community Block Development Grant Funds Program. It's implementing the Preserving and Greening Housing Program in Ulster County and creating opportunities for the homeownership program.
Are there any speakers signed up?
There is one speaker signed up, and that's Sally Dolan.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sally Dolan, and I am here representing RUPCO this evening, along with RUPCO's Vice President of Housing Services, Kathy Germain. Tonight, we're here to provide you, our partners, with an update on two New York State Community Development Block Grants, the first for homeownership, which is titled Creating Opportunities for Homeownership, and one for housing rehab titled Preserving and Greening Ulster County. The Preserving and Greening CDBG Housing Rehabilitation Program was a $500,000 grant administered by RUPCO on behalf of the county, whereas the goal was to provide 12 owner-occupied, low-to-moderate-income households with general health and safety repairs. This grant program was unique as it also incorporated a focus on residential net metering solar arrays. Upon completion of this program, we will have exceeded the program goals and have served 19 households, of which 16 received solar arrays. Not only has this program helped existing homeowners obtain needed home repairs, but it has also reduced the burden of a utility cost, increased solar education, brought renewable resources to the area, and is helping Ulster County reduce its carbon footprint. Furthermore, RUPCO has leveraged over $260,000 in additional resources, in part through programs like NYSERDA. Because of our ability to leverage, we were able to serve the 19 households, which exceeds the original application goal of service by 60%. This grant program is due to expire June 25th, 2017. Funding is 93% expended. To date, we have completed the 16 projects and anticipate to complete all 19 projects and be 100% expended by June 1st, ahead of schedule. In addition to the rehab program, RUPCO is also administering a $750,000 first-time home buyer program titled Creating Opportunities for Homeownership. The grant goal is to provide 25 low to moderate income first-time home buyers with financial assistance to cover gap upfront costs such as down payment and closing costs, and in some cases to provide funding for post-closing home repairs. To date, we have closed 13 loans, in which three are in active construction for post-closing repairs. Including the seven households that we have committed CDBG funding to that are awaiting closing, this funding will be 66% expended, with five remaining households in funding review. We anticipate 100% funding commitment within the next 60 days and will be fully expended by contract expiration date of December 11, 2017. In closing, on behalf of all of the new first-time home buyers and the existing homeowners who have been served through these two rounds of CDBG funding, we'd like to thank you for your service and continued support of these programs, as well as entrusting this critical resource to RUPCO. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers? Anyone who would like to speak?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Our
Our next regularly scheduled meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held on Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, at 7 p.m. in Legislative Chambers, 6th floor, Ulster County Office Building, 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York. Okay. That's it. Have a good night, everybody.